Azeroth with Attitude.
Welcome everyone to Azeroth with Attitude. My name is Artemirs.
And I'm 8-Bit Dylan. And welcome to the second episode of Azeroth with Attitude, now with branding.
Love it. So cute.
It's been a whirlwind these like last few weeks. I mean, the holidays are here. So much has happened in World of Warcraft. And I think we could just get right into it. How have you been since the first episode?
Girl, I have been so deeply into my housing tea. It's actually crazy. I said this a million times on stream already. I don't remember being this deeply addicted with World of Warcraft, where it's like the only thing I think about. It's crazy.
I love that.
So I've been streaming nonstop. I've been thinking about building. I've been collecting the core. But yeah, that's pretty much been my time since the first episode. But what about you?
I have been in love my work, but work trip hell. So I have not been able to like truly like sink my teeth into housing until like this weekend. For those that don't know, I was on a work trip for half of December. So it's been a while, probably before this episode comes out, but I have been sick also the last like week. So I finally returned to housing yesterday, and I have already done the exterior of my house. It's giving like cute little witch's hut, but the inside of it. Oh girl. Oh, I can't wait to show you sometime. I'm going for a haunted house aesthetic. So
okay, love.
I want my house to look like you just stumbled upon like an abandoned house of a mage. And
I love that.
I did some sickening stuff to make a dripping lava chandelier.
And oh, okay. Yeah, casual.
Just casual things. With like these like magical spell books flying around the lava. It's so sickening. But we'll get more into the housing later on.
Yeah, definitely.
But you said that you've been really getting into just like building, and you've been obsessed with World of Warcraft. And for those who don't know, and if this is your first episode, welcome. This is Azeroth with Attitude. We are probably the sassiest World of Warcraft podcast in the World of Warcraft space. We're also your new favorite. So thank you. Thank you for liking, sharing, and subscribing.
love it. Today we would love to talk about what is it actually that we love so much about World of Warcraft. I think I'm gonna give you you should start. I feel like, okay. I want to hear why you love World of Warcraft.
Sure. Okay, this is gonna sound crazy, but I used to be a World of Warcraft hater.
Not too much.
So I obviously like I grew up liking World of Warcraft, and then I stopped playing it for a very long time, and I still loved MMORPGs, but for me, I don't know why, I was on this hater kick. Like, really did not like World of Warcraft. And it wasn't because I was like playing it. You have to listen for all the listeners out there.
Wait, one second. When was this? This is very important. Which era of WoW was this?
This was because Legion was after Mists of Pandaria, correct? No.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yes.
So it was after
Warlords of Draenor.
So this is in between end of Mists of Pandaria, all of Warlords of Draenor. And okay. I wasn't really digging the vibe of like where World of Warcraft was going. Because I was considering jumping back into it, but I was just kind of in my Minecraft Sims era. But I was
you
playing
said
a lot
you hate orcs, basically.
I hate orcs. Meanwhile, I love orcs. and you know what's crazy is I still have yet to play all of like Warlords of Draenor. I really love that intro quest line though. Like, I don't know why. It gives me like single player fantasy game vibes, which I really like. Where it's like introducing all the villains and there's like, you meet all the different people of the rival orc like clan. It's sickening. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was playing other MMORPGs at the time. So I was playing, I don't know if you know this one, Secret World Legends or Secret World. Sickening MMORPG. Okay. It's like a modern day take on an MMORPG. So there's like guns and there's like cities. And the vibe of it is anything that exists in mythology or superstition or anything is real. So like Bigfoot's real. Like all these gods are real. Like the voice acting and story in it is just like so good. So okay. I was like all into that. I was playing like Wildstar back in the day. I was playing like all these other MMORPGs. And I was just like, had a hate boner for World of Warcraft. I don't know why.
That's a crazy word. Okay.
And so then I ended up trying it again during Battle for Azeroth. And I was streaming it. And I fell in love with World of Warcraft. Like, it was like night and day difference. Everything that I said that I didn't like about World of Warcraft just wasn't true. I thought the story was a mess. I thought it was pretty coherent.
Same.
I thought the class design was so much fun. All of the different races you could play was great. And it took me playing like all these other MMORPGs to really like appreciate what World of Warcraft was bringing to the table. And I was like, you know what? This is not bad at all. I can still like these other MMORPGs and not hate on World of Warcraft. How about you?
I mean, I would also call myself an MMORPG connoisseur.
It's like a fine wine, mama.
No, I did play a lot of them. So it was my very first MMO that I played, but I was a child, and I've told the story last episode. I was like, I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, goo goo gaga, WASD, like running around. Like, I had no idea. But I've played Ion, and I've played Rift. I've played Guild Wars. I've played, Final Fantasy came later. But then I rediscovered WoW, and I just was always drawn to it. I was always drawn to it. Even when I wasn't playing, like in between that time, like, so I missed Legion, missed Cataclysm. I missed everything until BFA. I also came back in BFA, and I was always drawn to like playing through a fantasy world, exploration, being like one character, kind of shaping your story, that whole like RPG aspect. And then also obviously being an MMO, like meeting other people in the community. Totally. And World of Warcraft is so incredibly addicting. Not as like unhealthily addicting as it used to be. Like when you look at Classic, it really was shaped around the more you play, the better you are, which still is the case. But like Classic was just like really, really addicting because everything just took so long. Retail isn't that hardcore anymore in that regard. But I just love the community. I love grinding. And what I love the most about it is like it offers so many different types of gameplay for all these different types of characters. And now with housing, an even bigger like audience is sort of like being fed in a way. So like there's Mythic Plus, if you want like smaller PvE content with like a smaller group of people. There's raiding, and I think raiding is one of the most unique experiences you can have in gaming, genuinely. Like I love it. I don't do it as much as I used to. In BFA, I was going crazy on raiding. It was also COVID, and I was still a student, and I had the time. Well, I made the time, but I love raiding. And also like there's PvP, and PvP is literally its own little niche world. There's its own community. I feel like they almost use their own language. It's just like, it's so different. And then you obviously have the RPers, you have exploration, you have collecting, you have transmog, there's self-expression with your character. And you also have like, if you're like a D&D fan, it's obviously not 100% like D&D, but it does have like D&D elements in it. And I just love it. It's just, there's so much you can do. And I personally do all of it. I really do. Not obviously everything successfully, but I'm a PvE person, absolutely. But I do dabble in some PvP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I just love it. Like this, it just scratches all of my gaming needs.
You know what's so funny is I never did PvP for the longest time. And then in, it was either Dragonflight or The War Within, I dabbled a little bit in PvP, mm-hmm. and it brought out a nasty side of me that I was not prepared for. With, baby, I don't shit talk in WoW, but I was saying some foul things to my opponents.
PvP and is insane. Yeah.
I was like, oh, you thought you could take this point? Oh, you wanted to attack me from behind, Miss Rogue. it was so much fun. And I had to like pump the brakes real quick. And I was like, oh no, I've already played this game enough. I don't need to get obsessed with like the whole like PvP grind. Cause like you said, there's a whole meta behind it.
It's a whole thing. Yeah.
And I will say, like, I've tried PvP in other MMORPGs, and it just doesn't hit the same. I don't know why. Like, World of Warcraft really does toe the balance really well, because I feel like in other MMORPGs, you really need to be, like, on top of your stuff to feel like you're contributing in a PvP match. But even if you're, like, not that good at PvP, you can join, like, a Warfront and still make progress and like help your team out in some way, shape or form. And you still like learn the elements of PvP, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I was definitely like a PvE person, and I'm not really someone that gets like, that gets into like this like raging state when it comes to gaming. I'm really not. Like, for example, like there's no, like, so obviously not timing an M plus can sometimes be really frustrating, and you're just like, ugh. And you're just like, everyone just goes quiet for a little bit and just like, you know, like kind of like lives through not timing that key. But PvP made me smack my keyboard. You know, that like classic like gamer like rage where it's like, ah, boom. And like, and I literally did that, and I was like, okay, I need to calm down. This is not that serious. And and then but I feel like the secret to PvP is playing with friends. Obviously that can, it can go both ways. Obviously you can also be like raging with your friends if you play League, you know what I mean. But like I remember that one specific night with like two of my friends that I made in World of Warcraft, and we like randomly were like, oh my God, we should do threes in PvP, because that's like maybe, you know, we can like kind of carry each other, like pick each other up, like where our weaknesses are. And I remember we started at like, I don't know, 9 p.m. and we ended up playing until sunrise. We just couldn't stop.
That's so fun.
It was like, it was so like addicting, because like you would have a few wins and the wins feel so good that you keep chasing that high. And then like we would just like, you know, make jokes of each other when we didn't make it. It was just, I never had that type of positive experience again, to be fair. I've tried to recreate that ever since then, but just it was never that fun. But I do think PvP is really good when you do it with friends. But it's here to show how diverse the type of gameplay is you can have in World of Warcraft. It's just incredible. I love it so much.
I wish I had friends that played World of Warcraft, because...
But you don't?
No. I feel like I'm
like...
Well,
you have me, bitch.
I know. Well, let's play sometime, because I play World of Warcraft very solo. I have a guild, but I feel like the guild that I'm a part of is... They, like... play to their own tune. I don't know if that makes any sense, but like they have like a very strict schedule that they do stuff on, and I'm just a very loosey-goosey type of person. I'm like, let's log on. You said yes, you're loose. You're loosey-goosey.
I was like, okay work. Yeah.
No, I'm not Jaina Proudmoore. I'm just kidding. That's my diva.
I love her. Not too much.
Not too much. That's my doll. Not too much. Yeah, I need to find people to play with. So any listeners, any viewers out there, if you please, I'm desperate.
Please, Dylan's looking for a friend. So, no, but I also, we forgot to say lore. The lore in World of Warcraft. Oh, hello.
Don't even get me. We need to make an episode. We are going to make episodes simply dedicated to like the lore of specific things.
Sure.
I think it'd be really fun to do Two Gays Explain. And then it's us trying to explain the lore, but in like gay pop girly terminology.
That sounds fierce. To be fair, yeah. I love the lore, but I'm not like an expert. So I'll be in chat. I'll constantly be like, oh, isn't she like the diva that like, I don't know, did this, like burnt this down? And they're like, girl, you're talking about Sylvanas. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's not that bad. I do know about that. But like for example, I don't know. I remember Lillian Voss and I was like, didn't she like, wasn't her dad like homophobic? They were like, no, he wasn't homophobic. I don't know. I just sometimes like I'll know something, but my head will like change the narrative and I'll just be like, oh yeah, she's a lesbian and her dad was homophobic, which is not the case.
No, it's true though. She is a lesbian and her dad was homophobic. I think so. A lot of people, Redditors, really love to rag on World of Warcraft. Or it's like narrative. They say, oh, it's not written the best. It's not that great. And I think here's my take on it. And people are like, why does World of Warcraft supplement a lot of its lore in its books or like other like third party properties? But I think people forget that like making an MMORPG is in itself very difficult to do because you have a lot of people that come to the game for various different reasons. So there's the PvPers, the PvEers, the casual players, the people that are there for the story, people that are there just for the mechanics. And you kind of have to like balance and make a good, fun experience for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that means that sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And I think some of that is in storytelling. So it's very hard to tell a very complex, deep narrative. Mm-hmm.
100%.
You only get like five quests to dedicate to like a character and their arc.
Yeah.
So could they do better in the story? Absolutely. For how they tell it in the game. Like I think in game storytelling, they could do a better job, but I think like overall there are so many dynamic characters in World of Warcraft. I can't think of another MMORPG that like hits the number of just iconery that we get.
Absolutely. 100%.
And yeah. I live for 100%.
I fully agree with you. If the World of Warcraft lore is so rich, there's no way that can all be in the game. And yes, like if you ask me, okay, I want to get into World of Warcraft lore, is it enough if I play the game? I would be like, no, probably not. Like you'll like miss these like kind of spicy bits sometimes. Like they do get mentioned here and there, but if you really want to get into it deeply, the World of Warcraft books are really good. Like I would really recommend them. I haven't read all of them, but I remember when the first one that got me into reading the books was the Sylvanas one.
Oh yeah, I haven't read that one yet.
I've read it three times. It's incredible. And that made me like explore, oh, what happened in the first war? And what happened in the second one? And what was that thing with the orcs against the humans? And like, why did Illyria join the Alliance? Like all of this was mentioned. So I was really like, oh my God. And then I also like learned about, also there's just amazing WoW YouTubers out there that do lore.
Oh my God,
There's like amazing ones out there. And those like, you could just like watch that. But I fully agree with you. It's not like a solo RPG game that you can just explore the lore deeply. It's too fast paced for that at this point. Also, Classic didn't do any job in like explaining the lore. There was no like cutscene or anything. But when you look at The War Within, I think they are getting so much better at it. The War Within really had like a clear storyline, especially when the expansion launched. All of the cinematics were so good. That whole like story of Anduin and I forgot her name. The diva with the lie.
Yeah, like hair. I loved her. The shield arm. I
forgot her name. Lesbian.
Yeah, lesbian. And the Anduin's beard. God.
And the whole, and Zalatov being introduced and everything, and like that slow build up, Illyria. People are like, oh my God, Illyria is kind of like, you know, they're reusing, like she's reheating like Tyrande's nachos. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think it's different. Tyrande is like avenging her entire species that was burned in a tree. Illyria is going there for different reasons. I don't know. I just don't think that she's as cutthroat as Tyrande was. She's a lot more nuanced in that way. I don't know. I just, I think it's so good. I agree.
I think like, the War Within made me like Illyria because I did not like Illyria for the longest time. I just find like the dynamic between Illyria and Tyrallian boring, in my opinion. The book is doing a great job of fixing that for me because it's showing that like they have there's like dynamics to their relationship and it's not all sunshines and rainbows. And like it's really cool in that regard. I think a big issue, and this is something I really hope World of Warcraft tackles better, is there's this like not a timeline problem, but an elven problem in World of Warcraft. And hear me out, hear me out. So elves in World of Warcraft live for like 10,000 something years. They live for like thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But the way that they react to situations, it's as if they've like never experienced these things before. And I'm like, baby, aren't you like 4,000 years old? How do you, what do you mean you've never like, have you never picked up a book in 4,000 years and like learned like, what's happening?
But I think do you read, girl?
But I think this is an issue across all of the fantasy world. Like fantasy in general just always has this issue.
No, I fully agree. If like I like when you look at a Lord of the Rings elves, they're almost like these ancient gods, you know? And I know I understand that World of Warcraft elves are not gonna be the same. I understand that, but I am like This might be one of the hot takes. Maybe we'll jump to our World of Warcraft hot takes at this point.
Let's do our hot takes now, because
I feel like I'm there. If there's one thing I'm a little worried about elves in general, because Midnight is supposed to be all about elves, right? At least that's what they said. They said it's all about uniting elven races. And when I heard that, I was like, oh yes, I am here for it, because I'm an elf. I love elves. Like they're my absolute favorite. Like they're like one of the biggest reasons why I play WoW. Like I just love them. Yeah. I love them in all types of like other games too. They're just always my favorite. And I'm a little, you're absolutely right. They, like when they come out and they have like a modern American accent, I'm already like, what? Like, huh? I just feel like it's a little weird. I don't know, because like you said, they're these ancient beings that have lived through so much. Shouldn't they have a little bit more of like a way of speaking that made them sound like they're a bit more ancient, you know? And also I'm a little worried about the architecture too. Like they just released, and this is really a hot take because people will come for me. People were really anticipating, you know, the housing exteriors of elves. So night elves and blood elves. Like blood elves. And the night elf one is cute. But the blood elf one, I just feel like it looks way too modern and fresh. It doesn't look like, oh my God, like Silvermoon is ancient. It's supposed to be this like almost like vintagey, a little like, you know, like it should look like it's from an other like lifetime. And I feel like the blood elf exteriors just look way too modern and fresh. They almost look like Play-Doh. I can't even describe.
No, they do.
Like,
they
look like these, remember these like toys that had like different shapes and you could like build blocks on top of each other and then there's like a round shape and then a triangular shape. It just looks so, it feels like it didn't finish rendering.
Yeah. No, I'm fully agree.
And I don't like that. I want my elves to be these like ancient, almost a bit superior, like they like, you know, like a bit like arrogant, like we're better than you, we're smarter than you. I want them to be like that. And I do agree with you. I think they could absolutely improve on that.
No, I fully agree. I think that, yeah, I want my elves to feel ancient. I want the elven characters to, they don't all have to be like this, but like, They should come with like decades of knowledge that they've kind of acquired. Also decades of like resentment and decades of, they should be like taking these personality traits that all these other races have, like humans, and they're taking them to like the 11th degree because they've kind of stewed in their emotions for so long. That's why I love Tyrande and how angry she gets. And she's just like, she's like, no, actually screw you. And Alun better have my back. And then when Alun didn't have her back, it like you see this like faltering of like, oh my God, I've spent like thousands of years praying to this God. And, you know, I find that all fascinating.
Yes. Another moment where she kind of shows her age is where I just replayed that in Legion, where the Nightborn are here to like so we save them, and they're kind of like, okay, do we join? You would think they would join the Alliance.
Yeah.
Because they used to be Night Elves, right? And then Tyrande kind of is like conservative and is not really welcoming, and is kind of like, nah, like I don't, you know, arcane, blah, blah, blah. It's like, she's kind of like, no, I don't want that. And it took them like a really long time to accept, like, you know, mages again. There's like a whole quest line where they,
totally.
Where you like explore being a mage as a Night Elf and how they like sort of accept it. And I think that's correct. It should be like that.
It should be.
They shouldn't be like, oh my God, yeah, sure. You know, like, let's be super welcoming and modern. They've lived a lifetime. She experienced the Sundering. She should be like a little bitter and weird, you know? And
she should be.
Like, yeah, I think that's correct.
Okay, so another one of my hot takes is I've been uploading some like World of Warcraft shorts lately, and I'm pretty gay, and so a lot of my comments have been like, this is not the old World of Warcraft, like, oh, this is whoa, like I hate everything. And so I'm like, okay, so my hot take is baby, World of Warcraft has never catered to you. Like, I don't know if you like go back and if you go back to like classic WoW, it does not take itself seriously. Like, so many of those quests are camp. They're like silly. They're stupid. Like, I think people associate classic WoW with like the Warcraft RTS games, which do take themselves very seriously, and World of Warcraft does not. So I think like people look at retail WoW and they're like, that's not World of Warcraft anymore. And I think that like World of Warcraft is all about evolution, and you know, they borrow ideas from a lot of other properties. I mean, we've got pet training, which is clearly like reminiscent of Pokemon. We've got housing, which is very similar to other MMORPGs, but done to a better degree. Like,
so much better.
Like Wizard 101, it reminds me of like Final Fantasy 14's housing a little bit, but it's like done so much better. Do you hear my husband in the background?
No, I don't.
Okay. he's screaming right now, and he's like screaming because he's playing a horror game. Okay.
real.
But so I think like World of Warcraft is all about evolution and like the evolution of gameplay and whatnot. So I just think that like my hot take to it all is anyone who enjoys classic World of Warcraft and is like, this is the World of Warcraft I love and remember, that's great, but I think people forget that even from the first version of Classic to the last version of Classic, it's changed so much. Like, World of Warcraft is always about adaptation and changing. So I think it's just wrong to be like, that's not World of Warcraft, but this is. I think that's just like the stupidest mentality to have when it comes to this type of game. But sure, go live under your rock and enjoy the same quest lines over and over and over again. Maybe you'll get your Classic Plus, and then you can complain about that just like you do everything else, and we'll live our best life.
I fully agree with you. I also feel like these people are just never going to be pleased. They're like chasing some nostalgia that they had back in 2000 and whatever, 2004. And like, move on, girl. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm really, really happy that they reintroduced Classic, and I got really excited when they did, because I was like, maybe I'll get to like experience that. And I did have a good time playing it, like a little. I got bored really quickly, but also at the beginning I was like, this is kind of really fun. I also didn't like use add-ons. I really had to like read the quest text. It's a much slower pace, and it was almost a little like relaxing. I like played through Tal Drassil and I loved it. However, every single time I post something, especially right now with the housing, the influx has been crazy.
Yeah.
Where people are like, Like recently someone came to me and said, grow some balls and play classic World of Warcraft. Excuse me, sir. You think growing some, like you think spamming Frostbolt over and over and over and over again means you have big balls?
Girl, let me see them.
Please. It's so exhausting. I'm just like, just let it. Also, it's like World of Warcraft is like this whole world that is a living world that's evolving. What are you talking about? And this whole like World of Warcraft used to be about war and now it's about putting fairy lights into your room. Well, yes. Like, and also, yeah, someone was like, oh, we used to band together and, you know, save the world from evil. And I'm like, we're literally being summoned by the sun well. All heroes are being summoned magically by the sun well to protect us from Zolotov's invasion. It's just, oh my God. Like, they're so exhausting. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
I could go on and on about, I have more hot takes, but we do have a lot more to cover in this episode. Speaking of housing, I want to know, what are your thoughts on housing? Because you've been diving into it deep, girl.
Girl. I am just obsessed. Okay, so the response on my socials has been insane ever since housing
so
came.
So good, girl. You're killing
like,
it.
Like, I just, it came out of nowhere because I was really excited about housing, but I wasn't like, okay, I'm so fucking ready. Like, I'm going to build all of this stuff and I'm going to make all this content. Like, it really wasn't like that. It was just like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, housing stream. And then I started building and then I realized that I'm so like obsessed with it. And I was also just kind of like, I have a hard time saying that I'm good at something, admit, but I kind of was like,
girl, you're good.
I'm kind of good at this. I almost rage quit the first time, by the way. I almost rage quit the first time I started housing. Like, I tell that to a lot of people and they're like kind of shocked because they discovered me through housing. And I told them, I almost rage quit because people are like, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, babe, listen, I almost rage quit on live on stream starting housing because I was so overwhelmed with like the amount of options. But once I played around with it, with like the advanced options and what you can do, the resizing, the move. And when I realized that you can clip like, I don't know, like a shoebox and a plant and you like all of a sudden get this like beautiful looking plant and a pot. I was like, oh my God, the options are literally limitless. Like you can make so much with this. And people like complain a lot about like, oh my God, now I need to go and like do all these like old achievements to get this type of bookshelf. But I genuinely believe, and this might also be another hot take, that you can create basically anything with the base stuff that they already sell you in the neighborhood. Yeah. You just have to get a little creative. Yes, you need to buy some some dyes or whatever, but you can create so much. And then when I remember I built my kitchen and that was the one, that was the build that took me the longest, even though it's like the ugliest one when you look at it now, because it was my first one. It took me like 7 hours and the response was insane. And then I made this like staircase off stream, by the way, because I didn't expect that I'm going to be, that it's going to get so popular. So I just like kind of build it off stream because I was obsessed with housing. Yeah. And then when I logged in, when people saw that, it was like, they were going crazy. They were like, how did you build this staircase? Oh my God, it's so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, people really love this. So I was like, let me start making some videos about this. Cause I used to only make like meme videos. Yeah. And now I'm creating this like housing videos and people just love them. And they're so thankful. And I was like, damn, I never expected that I would love this so much. I didn't expect that I would be good at it. And I didn't expect people to have such a positive response. So I've had the time of my life with housing. I have only finished one floor because I only do it when I'm streaming. And I only stream like 3 to 4 times a week because people get sad if I don't stream what I'm building. And so I was like, oh my God, like it's just people love it. I love it. The game is good. I'm having the best time.
That's amazing. I love hearing that. I can't wait to dive more into housing. I think my issue is I need to like really lock in and get more war resources because I'm realizing the majority of the items the majority of the items I want are the Lordaeron items because I'm making a haunted house. And that means I have to go back to Battle for BFA. Azeroth. Yeah. And really grind out war resources to get like just a minuscule of an item, but it's been fun. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Did you? But what would you even do? Do world quests? Like,
It's a lot of world quests, and it's a lot of looking for treasure chests, because those give you war resources. And if I really wanted to, I could do war fronts or.
But you can transfer war resources, right?
Maybe I need to look.
We can 100%. You can transfer currencies from different characters. You click on it and it says transfer, and you, because you should have it if you played BFA. You should have a bunch of them.
Okay.
And then it will show you all the characters on your account that have them, and you can transfer them all into one character. I'm pretty sure you have a bunch of war resources you didn't even know about.
I might. So I'll look into that, because I really want to build out this house. I'm going for this like haunted house aesthetic. I also have this like YouTube series that I've been working on, which is my MasterChef series. And
I love it.
Thank you. One of the tasks that I have to do is build a restaurant out of my house. So
cute.
Right now I'm focused on my haunted house, but then once I get to eventually needing to open up a restaurant, I'll probably like redesign my whole house to like fit the restaurant aesthetic. Now I am living, because I was like, I want to make like a murder dungeon. I want to make like, I want to tell a story. I want someone to walk into my house and not know anything, and just the environment tells a story. And that's what I love. Like outside of my house, there's like three coffins, and two of them have flowers, but one of them doesn't. And I have no story reason behind it, but I just want someone to like stumble upon my house and be like, that's weird. Why does one of these not have any flowers? Like, is there a reason why, like, maybe this one's treated less? So I'm like, I'm cerebral, girl. I got the girls thinking.
I love it.
I'm curious, now that you've played around with housing a little bit, what are like one or two things that you would love to see Blizzard introduce into housing to make your life easier?
Oh, I love that question. Okay, number one. Undo button, girl.
Please.
Girl, let me alt Z that shit like right now. Like that needs to be implemented ASAP.
Agreed.
It is the number one most frustrating thing. Second thing, I want them to let us save a room the way it is, and then let us experiment. And then if I don't like it, I can always go back to my save. Like, you know, like a save file, basically.
Yeah.
That would be, for someone that puts hours into like building a pot of flowers, and I'm not joking, I take so much time to place everything so carefully. And then if I want to experiment a little bit and I have to destroy that and then I have to redo it, it is so incredibly frustrating. So please let us save builds and then go back to them if we don't like what we made. And then the third thing would be, there is an add-on called Plumber that lets you duplicate items instantly instead of like clicking through your like inventory and dragging them back. Like, let's say if you have one pillar placed, you can press Alt if you have that add-on, it will let you copy stuff. But I would love if you could be able to edit an item. Let's say like you want to resize that pillar to 80%, you want to put it in this angle, and then I want to be able to copy these exact same like edits onto more of them. Let's say like if you're building a window and you need six little windows in there, I don't want to be resizing six different windows with the angle, the color, everything. I want to make one and then copy that. That would be amazing.
I would love that. I think for me, what I would really appreciate is I would love some quality of life changes to like just not so much UI, but I would love to be able to know like the parameters of my exterior of my house. I think what's really frustrating is like when I'm building and I see this like large gap and I try to fill that gap and then I realize, oh, that's actually not my neighborhood. Like that's not actually my plot of land. So I would really appreciate that. I think another element that I would really like is, I correct me if I'm wrong, but the interior of her house is like an instance of sorts.
Yes.
So because it's instanced, I would love more animation based items that are inside only items.
good one.
Because I understand, like, for them not being exterior, because, like, you have to load in, like, all these items in the neighborhood and all the plots of land, and that's why they only allow you 250 items. Mm. But because the interior is instanced, I would love, obviously we have, like, chairs, but I would love to be able to, like, have a stove that I can actually cook on. I would love to have an alchemy bench that plays like cool animations of me cooking. And I think we're kind of getting there, because I think with Midnight, they're adding a new skill called Recuperate, which allows you to, it like spawns a fire and you actually cook food.
I think that's already in the game.
Oh, it might be. I don't know. I haven't played the beta. Or is it in the normal?
I think it's in live already.
Oh, okay. Sickening. So I love that they're thinking of these like animations though. It's like, Recuperate could very easily just be like a skill that you push and you get health back. But instead it's like, oh, we're going to play an animation and we're like cooking over a fire. And I love that. It makes it feel more lived in.
Absolutely.
I think another thing that I would really love is, and I've already seen some people complain about this, is like, I've built out my whole house and I don't know what to do with it now. It's now just kind of like a teleport point that I go back to when I want to. So I would love like maybe some reasons for you to go back. One example that I can think of is, and this is something they could steal from Wizard 101. I love in their housing system, whenever I get a new pet in Wizard 101, I can place that pet in my house and it walks around on its own and it does its own like behaviors, like in the plot. I would love to place a pet and it generally walks around my house. You can do the same thing with mounts. In Wizard 101. So whenever you have a mount and it's a living animal, you can place it and then it walks around your plot of land. I would love to.
Girl, I got 600 mounts. Where are they gonna fit?
Exactly. Like, I understand if they like cap it and they're like, okay, like,
no, but maybe you can like pick one, you know, like your favorite mount. That's such a cool idea.
Yeah, and just like if it's a flying pet, kind of like maybe floats around a little bit. I would also love to kind of get into the reputation of it all. It would be really cool once you get a high enough reputation with a specific faction that maybe you earn a person from that faction that you can have just be in your house. So say you get high enough with like the Tuskar, you get a Tuskar NPC that you can then put in your house. And maybe they stand around and do a few animations or something like that. But I would just like make your house like feel kind of lived in. And I think like that could be like a fun little element. Obviously, they're going to do this with like future achievements. So you're like coming back to your house to like earn specific stuff. So that could be a reason to come back. I think another reason to come back to your house is... I would love it. Obviously, it'd be nice to get like some sort of buff, like a well-rested buff, like maybe a different version of that. If you like go back to your house and you like stay at your house or do something along those lines. Mm-hmm. It'd also be really interesting if you could have, and this is getting maybe a little too advanced. I would love... say you build out this whole house and you have your like four characters that are kind of like at the intro warband. I would love to be able to designate an area in my house that each of those four people stand. And then when I load into the game, it's like zooming in on that person doing something in my house. So I would love if like my character, I have like my four main characters in my warband.
I can tell you've played The Sims a lot.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking of like, imagine. So I have like my undead mage. She's like flipping through a book in my little like mage tower. And then I like click on my next person and it kind of, the camera zooms in and they're like maybe cooking something on my stove. And it like makes the house feel like lived in. And it's like, they're actually a war band living together. But that's like, girl, I'm gay.
These are amazing ideas, but I do have some good news for you. So the thing that you said about the plot being like, so you don't know how big your plot is. They've already added that in beta. I saw an article about that. They added like a line that tells you, apparently it's not perfect still, but it's at least they're aware of it and they're adding it. Cool. And people have, I remember when housing was announced, people have already like had like interviews with devs where they were like, we would love to have pets there. And they were like, it's definitely a 100% goal of us to do that. Cool. And then there was one thing that I was super excited about, which you just said that is kind of similar, where Holly Longdale was at the first like showcase of housing to like the creators, but then the creators would make videos about that. And Taliesin and Evitel, they did that. And she was there, like Holly Longdale was there too. And he said there was one moment where she turned around to him and she said, wouldn't it be so fun if you could, if you would have your alts in your house, like chilling around, like vibing? And he was just like, what? And then she just like walked away. that was never confirmed officially, but he said that. And I was like, oh my God, please. That's basically what you just said. Like, I really would love that. And I think World of Warcraft housing right now is all about self-expression and like kind of showing like your personality. Yes, absolutely. Give us the chance to like put our favorite pet down and like let that pet like live there. Maybe like even, I don't know, maybe there's like a little feeding mechanic where you can like feed the pet or something. Yeah. I fully agree with you. That should absolutely be a thing. Or like my favorite mound should be like, you know, get in a stall and like you can maybe like put hay in there so you can have like something to eat. Like that would be so cute for the fantasy. But that's what I love about housing. They said it's like a system that they're going to build upon, you know, make it bigger and wider. The only thing that I do think they need to keep in mind, which I think they're doing, and if it gets too crazy what we can do at your house, the cities are just going to die out. And I never want to see an auction house in there. I never want to see a crafting station in there.
Never.
I want the World of Warcraft to still feel alive, because otherwise we'd go back to garrisons, you know, where we'd like had everything around us and you would just never like, I just love vibing in Dornegal and just looking at the girls and their transmog and being like, oh my God, work. Like her.
I agree.
Ooh is out. You know, like I love that. I just think that's so fun. And I don't want that to die, you know? So like,
agreed.
there is like a line we can't cross. But they're giving us post boxes that we can at least, you know, take our mail out, which I think is amazing.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you weird tangent. I don't know if you saw my short. The EE role players have already gotten into the housing scene. I walked in on some individuals in my neighborhood.
You told me about this, where you caught them. Did you tell me that last episode?
Maybe.
I'm not so sure.
I can't remember.
But yeah, but that's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see the IMVU, the second life of it all, that develops in the VR chat of it all, that develops.
I already saw some crazy builds out there, girl.
Oh, girl. The Zelotaph beat.
Oh yeah, or the one where she's like laying on the floor and she's like made out of a bunch of pillows, and then there's these two round pillows here that look like love. Or like I saw someone like have like a bedroom and it's all like super like cozy, and then there's just like a camera in front of the bed.
That is so stupid.
I was like, okay, what? Okay. Fierce. Right.
I love it. It's so stupid. I'm here for it.
And also like the things that people have created with random items has just blown my mind. I saw a guy create like a streaming setup, and they made a PC that looks like it has a GPU and like water cooling. I was like, what? How did you create that? Or people would like plaster their walls with door frames that they made super small, so it looks like a brick wall. Or I saw someone create a club and then they have this like DJ set and it looks like there's like rotating things. I don't know what they're called, like where people are like, I've seen the craziest things. I saw someone create like a big statue of a fox and then they have lake in their. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And then they like did mimicked it on the bottom, so it looks like there's a reflection. Like, what?
Sickening. Just so sickening.
The creativity has been absolutely insane.
Which
really
does give me to my next thing I would love in housing. Not to go back to Wizard 101, but do you think Wizard 101 has one of the better housing systems outside of obviously now World of Warcraft? I would love the ability to visit a random person's house that allows visitors So
yeah,
I think that would be really cool. Or if there was like a World of Warcraft monthly picks where if someone like develops a really cool looking house, maybe they like choose a theme. They're like, hey, for the month of October, we want to see your most haunted builds. Someone builds a really haunted house. They can choose their top 100 and you can like just.
Yeah.
I just imagine like the content of like people reacting to like the top 20 builds that are in World of Warcraft really for that month.
Fierce. I would love that. I would love that. Also like a guest book. Let me like go into your house and write like a nasty note before I leave.
Yeah.
And then when you log in, you can see me being like, oh my God, she is a nasty skank. Yeah.
Or like a little donation box. Let me say, oh girl, this build is sickening. Let me leave you like, you know, 5 gold.
Or also like, oh my God, I feel like you've been robbed because it's so ugly and you just like put a bunch of gold in there. You need it.
Oh girl.
And then like a kiss emo.
I can't remember. Do they have this where you do they have mannequins that you can put armor on?
Oh my God. We should have that.
We should have that.
That's a great, you have so many good ideas, girl. Like, no joke.
Blizzard hired
That's
me.
Such a good idea. Like, mannequins and, oh my God. You know when you, like, go through a tier and you, like, collect the mythic appearance and you've worked your ass off to get it? Let me display that and be like, back in my day, this is what I used to, like, I want that. And then be like, oh my God, this was my outfit in Nyalofa, and this was my outfit when I did on Taurus, and this was my remix outfit. That would be so fierce.
I would love that. I would love that. I'm like thinking of like all the other like crazy future things they could do. Like, what if you were able to get like a vacation house and there was like a little portal in your neighborhood or like in your plot and you could like go into it and it's like other additional instanced neighborhoods in popular like areas like Pandaria and stuff like that. And you could, it allows you to build something that's in like a smaller area. I also would love the ability to like, obviously we're not there yet, to have multiple houses or choose which house, which alt gets. I get it.
That would be fierce.
Like all your alts being in one house is like the easiest in terms of like memory and storage and like, housing all of this UGC from all these creators is very difficult and very costly. But I'm assuming like as you start weeding out the people who are into housing and not into housing, it may free up some resources to allow more people to that are really into that feature do more with it.
Yeah.
Because like right now I'm building out this like haunted house that's in the Alliance neighborhood. Because it's the only neighborhood that has like the scary aesthetic
to it. Yeah, the spooky vibe. Yeah.
But I would love to build like a more Horde centric, maybe beachfront property that's in the Horde neighborhood, but I can't do that right now. I have to choose one or the other.
No, no, no. Wait, you can. You can have two houses.
You can? How?
Good morning, Diva. Hello. Wait, you can't, good morning. I love being the bearer of good news today.
Wait, so, how can you have multiple houses?
Oh my God, Miss Thing. Okay, so you literally get to have two houses, babe, since the very start. It's so funny because I feel like I talk about this all the time and still people come into my stream and they're like, oh my God, can I join your neighborhood? But I already have a house. I'm like, babe, you get to have two. So you have, you per account, you get to have one house in the Alliance neighborhood and one house in the Horde neighborhood. Yeah. You just have to log into an Alliance, into a Horde character. And then when you go into the housing selection, you can obviously press to go to your house, which will automatically will take you to your Alliance house. But if you go to housing, like neighborhoods, you just get to go to a random Horde neighborhood and buy a house there and you have a second house. And then this is why, like when you go to like your friends list and you want to visit people's houses, it shows you two. Most of them have two. And then it's like one is Horde, one is Alliance.
I
got you a bit.
I'm gagged right now.
But like I am excited about more houses, but I'm so busy with my first house right now that I'm like, I can't even think about my Horde house. Because my plan is, so I have like a little community neighborhood in the Horde.
That's it.
And then I have like my private one for Alliance, because I do want to keep things separate from stream sometimes, because I want to keep my private love for World of Warcraft alive too, where I'm totally just like a hermit by myself, you know, where it's not about content or anything. And my Horde house is like my community house. And there my plan is to, first I was like, ooh, I want to make like an opposite build. So mine right now is like kind of like this alchemist, witchy, cozy vibe with a bunch of plants. And I wanted my Horde house to be like the spooky vampire castle. Ooh. But now I'm like, what if I make like an entertainment house? I want to recreate like the Drag Race stage and make like events there. I want to do like a cinema. I want to do like a theater. I want to do all of these like things that like the community can hang out with, and we can host like IRL events. That would be really fierce.
Love that idea. Is there a max number of people that can be in a house?
In one house? I have no idea.
I wonder.
I constantly have people coming into my house while I'm building, and it scares me every single time. Like there's like this one clip of me, like I get really focused placing like a tiny little flower, and then I'll like look to the side a little bit, and there's like a huge stag like staring at me. Like someone will just like walk into my house. There's this like one clip that kills me every single time. Like I'm like building and I'm running around, and all of a sudden this like Kulturan lady walks in called Goonhilde.
That's my diva right there. I love her.
I was shocked. I was shocked. But I don't actually, that's a good question. I don't know how many people can be in one house.
Curious. It would be really good for content. I was also thinking about, because my background obviously on YouTube is like building like Big Brother and Survivors in different games. And I would love to see like, what does a Big Brother or Survivor look like in World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Like I would love to be able to do something like that. So that building out
so fun.
Yeah, like building out a house, like a Big Brother house in World of Warcraft, and then having people vote each other out would be a ton of fun. I would love to be able to do something like that.
Oh my god, the stuff that you can create with housing now when it comes to content is actually almost limitless. Like
you can make
so
parkours, which is crazy. I'm sure that there's houses out there that are specifically dedicated to making parkour obstacle courses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I saw someone build like a magical library that's like a maze. I'm like, what? Like it's crazy things.
That's sick. What was I gonna say? Oh, I also need to like, speaking of a community, I need to like figure that out because they don't have charter neighborhoods, right? They don't have that
yet. Not yet. I found the workaround. So I really wanted to create a charter neighborhood where anyone can join. But then someone was like, well, just create like a guild. And then you only have to be on one random ass like alt that's in that, like just create like a level 10 character and then join that guild, and then you'll have access to that guild neighborhood. And I was like, oh, I'll just do that. And it's been so cute how like the entire community like came together, and everyone's so excited that they get to like live with all of us. And it's so sweet. People are posting screenshots of like hanging out with each other. It warms my heart. I get emotional. I love that part about World of Warcraft.
That's so cool. See, this is why I need friends. my audience are like, I don't know, I kind of want to play WoW, but I kind of don't have the time. And I'm like, divas, just get into it. Get into World of Warcraft. I promise you,
I get
fun.
That it can be overwhelming. I get a lot of comments of people like, oh my god, I really want to get into the game, but it's 20 years old and I'm so overwhelmed. And I'm like, it really isn't that. You don't have to catch up for 20 years.
Yeah, you don't.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You log in. And especially when a new expansion launches, it's always like its little mini game by itself. Like you don't have to, you can completely ignore what came before. Like if you start in Midnight at the beginning, you'll be at everyone else's level because everyone has to re-earn their gear. If you're even into gearing, if you're just into vibing, then even better. Like you can just join whenever you want to.
Yeah, and I've been meaning to. I want to do a stream where I am making a new character to see that new player experience because...
Yeah.
I did see it in the Midnight beta just because I really wanted to see like what the new intro, and it was pretty much the same. It was a little bit different, but I'm very curious to
see Jaina in it or something.
Yeah, it's like they like basically replace some of the characters with lead characters, and the scenario is a little different, but it's pretty much the same. What I'm really interested about is the lore walking. And how they condensed the story of, because there's a condensed story for, I think, Dragonflight and War Within. if I'm not mistaken, to get you prepared for midnight. So I'm really curious what the condensed version of Dragonflight and War Within looks like. And like, what does that feel like to play?
I should play that, to be honest, because a lot happened to War Within.
Yeah, a lot happened. So I'm very curious, like, what a simplified version of that looks like to catch people up. So I think what's also really interesting to get back to, like, the charter neighborhood of it all. Because I think a lot of people will start making guilds, because I think for a charter neighborhood, I think you need, like, what, 10 signatures?
10 people.
Which is crazy. I can't even need
10 people. I need only 4 for a guild.
Exactly. So I could see a lot of people making guilds. So I just something to think about. Before we end off, though, say one thing, because we're like 2 episodes into this, like, Azeroth with Attitude. What is one thing that you hope we cover in a future, like, podcast episode that you would love to see?
Oh my God. Wait, that caught me off guard. Let me think.
Cause we've already said one, which is we absolutely need to do an episode that is dedicated to us preaching why Battle for Azeroth is actually good.
I was just going to say that, but you're right. We already said that. I think we should do, we should clock iconic characters in World of Warcraft and then be like, are they a lesbian? Are they gay? Are they bi? Yeah. Are they asexual? And then also, what are they into?
Like, that would live fierce. For that. Yes. No, we absolutely need to just do
like
that.
Pure chaos, pure rot, like zero serious thoughts behind it. Just like wilding, just like having a good time.
Mine would be, I think we should do an episode where, now you're going to be biased because you really like elves, but I would love to do an America's Next Top Model-esque style of tournament where we have different races go head to head against each other to figure out who is the cuntiest race in all of Azeroth. And we'll like break down like their, like, oh, they look iconic, or their culture's really cool. We really like their vibe in the story. And I don't know. I think it'd be really silly and stupid.
That sounds fierce. I'm so here for it. And I have an opinion on pretty much everything. So perfect.
Same girl, same. Well, thank you all so much for watching and listening in to this episode of Azeroth with Attitude. If you are new here, make sure to subscribe. Hit that like button if you're watching on YouTube. And make sure to leave us
especially if you're hot.
Yeah, only if you're hot. I don't want any uggos. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. No uggos in our comments.
If you subscribe, in fact, you're so hot.
Yeah, you're already our bestie by listening.
Yeah.
Seriously, leave a review if you can. That actually helps us out so much. So if you're on Spotify or Apple, please leave us a 5-star review. It helps us out more than you can imagine.
Thank you all so, so, so much. Yeah. Excited for the next episode already.
Bye, y'all. And this has been Azeroth with Attitude.